Hey everyone, welcome. We're diving into Diwali today, and well, I'm really excited to go beyond just like the basics, you know?
It's amazing how a festival can be like a deeply personal thing, but also this massive cultural event, you know? And Diwali really shows that.
So we're not just listing facts about Diwali, right? We've got this conversation between two people, Frank and Ritesh. Frank's totally new to Diwali, and Ritesh is, well, he's living it in Bangalore as we speak, pretty much.
Yeah. And what's cool about this is we see the human side, like how people get ready, the excitement, even how traditions change over time. It's all there.
Okay, so Ritesh talks about how people in Bangalore are prepping for Diwali, right? And he mentions this shift, like going from those hand-painted decorations to, you know, the ready-made stuff. Makes you think, does that take away from the whole community vibe? You know, everyone pitching in together like they used to?
That's a good point. Traditions, they aren't set in stone, are they? Things change, times change. And it's interesting to see how that plays out. Ritesh talks about this from when he was a kid, making little houses, you know, for prayers on the roof. Seems like that's fading out a bit now with ready-made options everywhere.
Yeah, it's like remembering when everyone gave handmade gifts and now it's all add to cart, right?
Right.
But even with the new stuff, the main theme about Diwali, those lamps, that's still the heart of it.
Definitely. And those lamps, they mean something, Diwali. It's about light winning over darkness, good over evil. Every lamp, and they used to use ghee, you know, that clarified butter. It's like a symbol of hope coming back. Now they use different oils that are easier to find, but that symbolism, that's powerful.
Makes you think about how, like, we light candles for things too, right? Or even turning on the lights in a dark room. It's comforting, you know?
Exactly. And that whole renewal thing, it's more than just the lamps. Ritesh, she talks about cleaning the house, buying new things, even new clothes. It's a fresh start. You're aligning with that victory of the light. There's Dhanteras, the day before Diwali, big shopping day, kind of like our Black Friday. Everyone's getting new things for their homes, new beginnings.
New beginnings, shopping sprees. Oh, and we can't forget the stories. Diwali and the Ramayana, they go together, right?
Absolutely. Can't have one without the other.
Such a classic story. We're talking about Rama, kicked out of his own kingdom because his stepmother, she wanted her son to be king, so he spends 14 years in exile. Can you imagine the strength, the hope he had to hold on to, and his return? That's what Diwali is all about.
And that victory, it hits home for people, you know? Reminds us that even if things are dark, light always wins in the end. It's more than just a story. It's like built into Diwali itself.
Amazing how stories from so long ago still mean so much, right? But what's cool is Diwali is about tradition, but it's also open to new things. Ritesh mentions fireworks, those beautiful Chinese lanterns, all part of it now.
And that's what's so great about digging into traditions. It's this mix of old and new, always changing, but the heart of it stays true.
Like taking an old song and adding a new verse, yeah.
Yeah.
Appreciate the original, but make it your own too.
Yeah. And that whole old meets new thing, it makes me think of Ritesh said something about Diwali and Christmas, you know?
Not the first two things that come to mind,
Yay.
right? But when you think about it, they both have that family, that tradition, that spreading joy, even gifts in both.
Right. And it's like that in celebrations everywhere. Lunar New Year, Hanukkah, they're all different, but it's about being together, closer bonds, remembering what matters, you know, like it's just part of being human, wanting that togetherness.
We all want that light, that being together, no matter where we're from, right?
Speaking of, Ritesh mentioned Ayodhya, where Rama was supposed to be born. It's wild how a place so old, so many stories, it's dealing with today's stuff too.
Yeah, he mentioned some like legal things going on now about it all. We won't get into that here, but it shows you how much faith, history, who we are, it all gets kind of mixed up there.
And imagine with all that, Diwali and Ayodhya, he said they have these huge, like record-breaking lamp displays, millions of them, lighting up the whole city where Rama's story began. I'm getting chills just thinking about it.
Powerful stuff. Shows how those old stories, they don't stay in the past. They're a part of now, how people see themselves, even whole cities.
It's like layers and layers all in one festival. So with all this, what are the big takeaways about Diwali we should be like putting together?
Well, we talked about the light winning, starting fresh, the Ramayana, that whole epic. But I think what gets me is how Diwali is about tradition, but it's always moving forward too. Like that saying, the only thing that doesn't change is change itself. But with Diwali, it feels right, you know, like honoring the past, but living in the now.
Exactly. Like how Ritesh describes it in Bangalore. Old ways, like the lamps, but new things too, the fireworks, the lanterns.
Like a conversation between, like, grandparents and grandkids, yeah? Each adds their piece, but the heart of it's still there.
And that's why learning about traditions is so cool. Not just what and how, but why. Why do we keep doing this? What does it say about us, you know?
And even though Ritesh talks about all these changes, you can tell Diwali, it means something to him personally, deep down.
Yeah, for sure. It reminds us that, like, under all the stuff we do, there's, you know, what it means to that person. Not just going through the motions, but what it's really about.
Love that. And speaking of personal, I gotta say, I love how Frank, he's so pumped to see Diwali for himself. Ritesh's enthusiasm, it rubs off on you.
Totally. That wanting to connect with something different, experience it, that's pretty cool.
For sure. Makes me want to find a Diwali celebration here, you know? See it all happen, all that joy. It's got to be something else.
No doubt. When you actually see it, it hits different than just reading about it. You know what I mean?
So as we kind of wrap up our Diwali deep dive here, what's the one thing you'd want our listener to walk away thinking about?
Ooh, good one. I guess for me, Diwali shows how, yeah, the world changes, but as humans, we still want to connect. We want hope. We want that light to win out. Those things, they're bigger than any one time or place.
That's a great thought to end on. Sometimes those old stories, those traditions, they've got the answers for today, even for tomorrow. Thanks for exploring Diwali with us.